This episode of Dean Bakari's Meaningful Show is brought to you by Flashbooks, where you can get best-selling business and self-improvement book summaries that you can read or listen to in under 20 minutes. To learn more and get started for just a buck today, visit www.getflashnotes.com. Welcome to the Meaningful Show podcast, where every single week we work to bring you an inspiring insight, idea, or interview to help you live better, work better, and be better both in life and in business. Brought to you by MeaningfulHQ.com, we've got one very simple goal here on this show, and that is to help you do more of what matters and less of what doesn't. I'm your host, Dean Bakari, and if you're ready, then I'm ready. So let's get into it. Hello, friends. On today's episode, we are going to cover a few big ideas, three big ideas from a great book on building good habits and breaking bad ones called Atomic Habits by James Clear. It's a powerful book, very, very good book on, again, forming habits, breaking bad habits, and James Clear backs it up with research. A lot of the things that he's got in the book are backed up by research from psychology, biology, and neuroscience. And so it makes it a really, really powerful book. And there are a lot of actionable insights in this book. And if you want the full summary of it, you can pick that up over at getflashnotes.com. We've made it available for you. And in today's episode, I'm going to break down three of the greatest big ideas from this book for you. Now, at the outset of the book, he defines atomic habits by telling us that the meaning of the phrase atomic habits is a regular practice or routine that is not only small and easy to do, but also the source of incredible power, a component of the system of compound growth. Now, the first big idea I'm going to share with you from this book is this idea of temptation bundling. Now, in the book about temptation bundling, he tells us that we need to make our habits attractive because it's the expectation of a rewarding experience that motivates us to act in the first place. This is where a strategy known as temptation bundling comes into play. Now, to illustrate this big idea, Clear tells a story of an engineering student named Ronan. Now, I thought this was both funny and insightful at the same time because he talks about this guy, Ronan, who was an engineering student, and he had this very unhelpful habit of constantly binging shows on Netflix. Now, this guy, Ronan, wanted to binge watch less, and he wanted to exercise more. But he had a big problem on his hands. He loved binge watching and hated exercising. So he came up with a clever solution. He connected his stationary bike, his exercise bike, to his laptop and to his television. And then he coded a computer program that allowed him to watch Netflix only if he was also exercising at a certain speed. Right? So when he slows down, his TV or laptop automatically pauses. And then when he picks up the pace again, it starts playing again. Now, Ronan's solution to developing his exercise habit is really a great example of temptation bundling, which works by linking an action you want to do with an action you need to do. Now, for Ronan, bundling Netflix, the thing that he wanted to do, with exercising on a stationary bike, the thing that he needed to do, was exactly what he needed to get himself going. Now, so how does this apply to you? How can you use temptation bundling with your own habits in your own life? Now, in the book, Clear actually provides a very simple formula. He calls it the temptation bundling formula. And it goes like this. After habit I need, I will habit I want. So after you execute the habit that you need to do, that you don't necessarily want to do, aren't necessarily excited to do, then you get to do the habit that you want to do. So for example, if you need to wash your dishes but want to watch YouTube, it might go like this. After I wash my dishes, I will watch YouTube videos for 20 minutes. As an alternative option here, you can also choose to combine the two like Ronan did with his exercise bike and his Netflix binging by watching YouTube only while you're washing your dishes. Another example, if you want to read the news but need to read a book. After I read my book for 30 minutes, I will read the news for 20 minutes. Another example, if you need to do some writing for work, but feel like you want to surf the web instead, you could say, after I've done 60 minutes of uninterrupted writing, I'll check my favorite blogs for 30 minutes. So you get the picture here. It's kind of like bribing yourself in a way. You do the thing you don't necessarily want to do so that you can then get to do the thing that you do want to do. So let's talk about how you can do the same thing with your own habits. Here's an actionable insight for you from this first big idea that we discussed. Think about a habit that you need to develop. Next, think about a habit that you want, right, that you enjoy or like to do. And then use the temptation bundling formula to bring it together and make it happen. Again, that formula, as a reminder, is after habit I need, I will habit I want. All right, let's move on to the next big idea that I'm going to share with you in this episode, which is this. Aim to get 1% better every day. In the book, Clear tells us that if you can get 1% better each day for 1 year, you'll end up 37 times better by the time you're done. Conversely, if you get 1% worse each day for 1 year, you will decline nearly down to zero. So the idea here is this. You want to focus on making small improvements on a daily basis, small steps daily. Over time, those small improvements will equate to massive change. Because bad habits, they compound too, just like good habits do. If you can compound, get a little bit better every single day, then that compounds over time into something huge. But also, if you let yourself slide a little bit every day, then that also compounds over time. If you delay working on something every day, that also compounds over time. Bad habits like procrastinating will multiply and seep into other areas of your life. For example, let's say you want to lose weight. Instead of focusing on losing 50 pounds, you want to concentrate on working out for 30 minutes, three times a week for 30 days. And what you'll notice is that over time, you begin to see changes in your body. 30 minutes a day, three times a week for 52 weeks is 4,680 minutes worth of exercise. That's the compound effect right there. In the book, Clear tells the story about this British cycling team. Now, since 1908, British cyclists had won only one gold medal at the Olympics. And in over a century, not a single British cyclist had ever won the Tour de France. In 2003, the team hired a man by the name of Dave Brailsford as their new coach, their performance director. Now, Brailsford's coaching strategy was an interesting one. His method was to push the team to get just 1% better each day. And he dug deep. He looked for tiny little improvements that could be made on a daily basis. They had the seats redesigned for extra comfort and stability. They put rubbing alcohol on the tires for better grip. They experimented with different racing suits for better aerodynamics. They tested various massage gels for better muscle recovery. They tested electrically heated shorts, right? They did all sorts of stuff, tiny little things, small improvements. Now, the changes they made were tiny, but over time, they made a significant impact. From 2007 to 2017, the British cycling team won 178 world championships, 66 Olympic or Paralympic gold medals, and they had 5 Tour de France wins. Now, that's a massive change. Tiny improvements, remarkable results. So that's really what it is in a nutshell. Tiny improvements often appear small, right? But minute changes are transformational if you stick with it. Here's your actionable insight from this big idea. Set yourself a challenge to get 1% better each day for the next 30 days. See what happens. If you want to improve your knowledge on a particular topic, for example, read 5 pages a day. Writing a book, write 5 pages a day for the next 30 days. Pay attention to the small action steps. Make small changes. And what you'll find is that those will compound over time and you'll achieve more as a result of it. The third and final big idea I'm going to share with you from this book is the 4 laws of behavior change. The 4 laws of behavior change as outlined in Clear's book. He tells us that the four laws of behavior change are a simple set of rules that we can use to build better habits. They are: 1, make it obvious; 2, make it attractive; 3, make it easy; and 4, make it satisfying. So here's an actionable insight for you from this final big idea. Whenever you want to change your behavior, focus on these factors. How can I make it obvious? How can I make it attractive? How can I make it easy? How can I make it satisfying? For example, how can I make it obvious? Establish a running habit by placing your running shoes at the foot of your bed. How can I make it attractive? Buy nice running shoes and some new workout clothes. How can I make it easy? You can do so by starting small. I can run or walk for 10 minutes a day and then build from there. How can I make it satisfying? By preparing a delicious, healthy meal when I finished my run. Make it obvious, make it attractive, make it easy, make it satisfying. So those are the three big ideas, three of the 11 or 12 big ideas that we've broken down from Atomic Habits by James Clear. We've broken it down in the full book summary, which you can access at getflashnotes.com. Come on over and sign up. It's just $1 to start if you haven't already. And you can cancel anytime. And you can get the audiobook summary. You can download the PDF version. You can read it or listen to it anytime, anywhere. So until next time, you know what to do, baby. Go out there every single day and live like you give a damn. It's Dean. Listen, I hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast. If you found this episode inspiring, or if anything else you've heard on the show has helped you or made an impact on your life in any way, I'd really appreciate it if you showed me a little love with a quick review over on iTunes or on whichever podcast platform you tune into the show on. Every single review helps us reach and inspire more people to live like they give a damn. Listen, if you've got self-help questions of your own that you'd like me to answer live on the podcast, hit me up over at meaningfulhq.com. You can submit them over on the contact page, or you can just shoot your questions directly to me at questions@deanbakari.com. Thanks again so much for subscribing, sharing, and tuning into the show. I've said it before, I'll say it again. It's because of you and tens of thousands of other listeners from around the world tuning in every single week, week after week, day after day, that we are able to continue creating content to help you crush it and make an impact in your life and at work. So thank you for being part of this and continuing to share the podcast with your friends, your family, and anyone else you think it could help. Until next time, this is Dean Bakari telling you to go out there every single day and live like you give a damn.